Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, the publication which celebrates women business owners and professionals by giving them tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. Our show today is brought to you by The Hatchett Firm. For years, you've seen her on television as Judge Hatchett. Now she is stepping beyond the bench to fight for you. The name you trust, the results you deserve. For more info, call 844-428-2438. Look for Judge Glenda Hatchett and the Hatchett Firm in the next edition of Atlanta's People You Need to Know magazine. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Miss Tracy Knight about her You Revealed X Conference, A Woman's Guide to Personal Power. This event will be held this Saturday, October 24th, at the Loudermilk Conference Center located at 40 Cortland Street in downtown Atlanta. Our guest today is a native of Cincinnati, Ohio. She holds a Master's in Education Administration from Xavier University and a B.S. in Mathematics Education from Central State University. Today, she is President and CEO of InView Solutions and InView Empowerment, the people development company. She combines her training in human development with her keen abilities as a tactician in order to empower individuals who are ready to transform their lives and achieve their dreams. We are so very honored to have on the phone today a woman who is a successful international trainer, speaker, and certified empowerment coach, Miss Tracy Knight. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Good morning, Spark Plug. Thank you for having me on your show, and good morning to all of your listeners.
All right. How are you today, Miss Tracy?
Life is so good. It always is. Even when it's challenging, life is good.
All right. Are you ready to talk about your upcoming event on Saturday?
You know, I am elated to be able to share with your audience, your listening audience, the upcoming You Revealed Women's Empowerment Conference. It's an X conference, and this year we're really focused on providing a woman's guide to personal power.
Well, what is an X conference anyway?
Well, I tell you, you know, if you and your listeners are like me, you enjoy going to events where you hear phenomenal speakers who inspire you with their words, and oftentimes they validate some of the things that you've been thinking. But oftentimes when we leave those conferences, we don't really know what to do next. And so InView Empowerment has taken up the charge to stand in that space. I mean, there are a lot of people out there that are hurting right now. And there are others who are just ready to go to the next level. And so an X conference, which EX stands for experiential, it's an experiential conference where we actually show you how. We actually show you the what to do next. So when women come to this particular conference, they come prepared to do the work on themselves. And so this conference this year is focused on revealing yourself to yourself. And so
we are
really looking forward to, you know, sharing this experience with a number of women, 200-some-odd women.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, you have one of the most powerful woman speakers on the planet as one of your keynote speakers. Tell us about her a little bit, Miss Susan Taylor.
Susan Taylor, yes, my love mother, sister, mentor, has agreed to come and be our luncheon keynote. And, you know, I just want to go back a little bit to this concept of the X Conference because that will help me to elaborate a little bit more on what Susan will be doing. But when you come to an X conference, as I was saying, you come prepared to do the work on yourself. So it's highly interactive and very experiential. This is actually a teaching and learning conference. So you don't listen to a bunch of individuals just getting up and talking. This is a highly interactive. So you're actually doing all of the activities that you can use to transform your life both at the conference and then thereafter. Now, we do have a couple of speakers, though. We could not have had an event like this without bringing out someone like a Susan Taylor, who has spent her life and her body of work, inspiring women to greatness. And so Susan is going to serve as our luncheon keynote speaker, and her topic this event is going to be on the divine power of the feminine. And so if you are an individual who is really looking to figure out a way how to balance that masculine and feminine energy within yourself, and we all have it, and as women who are in the workplace, and many of us who are running businesses, you know, sometimes we feel like we have to behave in a way that is in alignment with the way that men behave, and that's just not true. And so as we gravitate more towards that style of being, which is to go and to do and to be master everyone around you, we find that we become a little less in tune with our feminine side, which is naturally to attract rather than to do, if that makes sense to you. And so Susan will be talking quite a bit about that masculine and feminine energy and how to bring forth and really live and embody that feminine side of yourself without feeling like you have, like you cannot be a leader.
Well, when I was growing up, Susan Taylor was almost like an angelic figure. My mom used to get the Essence magazine, and I would oftentimes read Susan Taylor's, I think it was In the Spirit segment.
Yeah.
And it was always so powerful. I was just telling my wife yesterday, I don't think I ever read anything negative in her In the Spirit segment in Essence in many, many years. Powerful.
Yeah, I tell you, she's been doing this work for a really long time. And so when it wasn't as popular, when it was popular and wasn't popular, Susan was right in there for 30-some-odd years at Essence, where she now serves as editor emerita of the magazine. But, yes, she has really forged the way, and I do feel like I am standing on her shoulders. So for that, I am most grateful. You know, and I also want to mention the other person that we are going to have, who is just a phenomenal leader and inspirer and teacher, is Marianne Williamson. And many people will know Marianne for her body of work. She is a New York Times best-selling author, most known for not just her body of literary work, but also some of her poetry, most people think that Nelson Mandela wrote the poem, "My deepest fear is not that I am inadequate. My deepest fear is that I'm powerful beyond measure. It is my light, not my darkness, that most inspires me." And that was actually Marianne Williamson who wrote that. You've seen her on Oprah Winfrey's show countless times. And Oprah has said that Marianne is someone that she often calls sort of in a coaching, inspiring capacity. So she will be actually opening the conference up with a virtual message. And so we are just elated to have been able to partner with her. And we see that our work is very much in alignment with the things that she is doing as well.
You have secured two great speakers. Everybody loves Marianne Williamson. She probably had one of the most inspiring talks I've ever seen on TED Talks.
Absolutely.
And she's just an incredible lady. So you have really brought out the stars for your participants. Now, what else do you want your participants to gain from this experience?
You know, there are three things that participants will walk away from here with, right? And that is, first of all, the conferences are designed to jumpstart your journey. So it is not our intention that all work is complete at the end of this conference, but rather that this takes you or catapults you to the next level. And there are three things that we want participants to walk away from there with. One is self-acceptance. Self-acceptance basically means that as we reveal ourselves to ourselves, we come into acknowledgement, acceptance, agreement with who we really are authentically. You know, many of us are hiding behind a mask of inadequacy, a mask that has been created by what we call the false persona, our ego mind or humanity. And so it is impossible for us to be all of who we are meant to be living behind that mask. And the mask actually creates a lot of strife in our life, to the point where we live with that strife for so long that it becomes numbing to us. We're just accustomed to having it there. And so what we invite participants to do is to begin to take that mask off so that you can tap into your authentic self, create or recognize the love that you were created in and that you innately embody. And then that then allows you to live your life on purpose. So that's one thing, the self-acceptance. We also want participants to walk away from there much more self-aware. Elevated self-awareness is really the pathway to a joyous life. And so self-awareness is really being able to be cognizant, conscious of how you feel in the present moment, what you are thinking in the present moment, what your core beliefs are in the present moment, and how all of those things, including your behavior, is shaping the life that you currently have. So if you are saying to yourself, I kind of like what I have going on here, but there's some things that I really don't like, or there's some things I really would like to change, or my health is not quite where I want to be, or the relationships that I have are not feeding me in the way that I want to be fed, you are responsible for that, which brings me to the third point, is self-responsibility. You know, we're all responsible for the life that we have. And if there's something in your life that is not working for you, you're responsible for changing that. And you can change that through the self-awareness of your core beliefs, your thoughts, the words that you speak, the feelings that you have, and the behaviors that you have. And so we will teach individuals exactly how to go about both looking at that and beginning to shift that consciousness. So, again, self-acceptance, self-awareness, and self-responsibility.
Beautiful. Now, you talked a little bit about this being a developmental conference, and you have a few keynote speakers. You mentioned Susan Taylor, Marianne Williamson. Are there any others you'd like to mention at all?
Well, what I'd like to say is that we have a number, not really speakers, but we do have facilitators, if
okay.
you will. And so I will serve as the lead facilitator along with my partner, Milani Shani, who I believe will be featured on your show in the coming days. And so she will also be helping to co-facilitate. Milani is a phenomenal and inspiring life coach and has been for some time. She is actually my life coach. And, you know, I pay her homage for the transformation that has gone on in my life, not because she did the work, but because I did the work and she helped to hold me accountable as I went through that process. And that's what we do. We want to be your accountability partner, okay? So we've got Milani with us. Then we also have some other co-facilitators. Andrea Garcia, who is masterful in the art of mindfulness and mindfulness meditation, because the only way that we can begin to bring into harmony, bring into balance the ego mind or the false self, is we have to learn how to be still and be quiet so that we can hear what is truth coming through. And so mindfulness is a practice, that a tool that we espouse that must be used on a daily basis in order to do that. And Andrea Garcia will be facilitating that segment. Then we have Kimberly Griffin, who is the owner and operator of Traveling Grace Massage. And so she's going to be doing a segment in our learning how to manage your feelings and emotions. She's going to be doing a segment on sort of this body consciousness and understanding your feelings and emotions and healthy touch and being able to release those pressure points in your body when a certain feeling has been triggered. And sometimes we're reacting to our feelings. But when that feeling has been triggered, there are some physiological things that you can do yourself to release that feeling so that you don't overreact in your life and you can bring yourself back into harmony, back into balance, back into serenity. So she's going to be leading that segment. And then we have Celeste Green, who is the owner of Laughter Yoga Atlanta. I'm a student of hers. Laughter Yoga has been researched and proven to be able to mitigate not only stress in your life, but also is a direct contributor to managing dis-ease in the life, in your life. Laughter is proven to be healing. And when you marry that with yoga, which is a form of mindfulness, it is just a win-win combination. So she's going to be facilitating that. So we've got a number of individuals who are going to be joining us and facilitating. They're bringing their expertise to the table. So I say, come and grow with us. Come and learn with us, and let us learn from you, and let us be on this journey as a collective community that is committed to personal development, our own personal development and well-being.
Sounds exciting. Sounds very exciting. Now, Tracy, you mentioned a little bit earlier about, you know, that this is an uplifting and empowering work sustained. Well, how this uplifting and empowering work is sustained after the conference. Talk a little bit more about that, please.
Sure. So, again, what we were saying is that what really sets our body of work apart, and we don't believe in competition. I am lauding all of those individuals out there that are having empowerment conferences because there's so much work out there to do that, you know, there can never be too many of us. But what does set us apart is that it is a teaching conference, and then we are designed to not only provide the know-how, but also the tools and support system to empower you along on this journey. So we've talked a little bit about the know-how. I've talked a little bit about the tools, but let me reiterate that every participant that comes is going to walk away from there with a toolkit, a comprehensive toolkit that they will be using both during the conference as well as after the conference. There are a number of activities that are in there that they can reference back to. There are comprehensive notes sections and little tips and tools that they can use both at the conference and then again as they leave the conference and continue to do this work at home. Followed up will be a 40-day challenge. We call it the 40-day reveal challenge. And that is the support system that we've sort of referenced a little bit earlier. You have the option of opting into this 40-day challenge where we have both group and individual coaching along with a number of other webinars and workshops, interactive workshops, that all come comprehensive in a 40-day span of time. So this is, and our focus for that 40 days, which I love this, is we're really going to be honing in on those six or seven things that really keep us from achieving our heart's desire. And that includes anger, guilt, resentment, shame, fear, apathy, and judgment, self-criticism. So if we find that, you know, there's something that's just holding us back and we don't quite know what it is, oftentimes it sits in one of those spaces, and that will be the focus of the 40-day challenge.
Well, Tracy, tell us a little bit about the nonprofit organization you're partnering with.
Yes, so we have a nonprofit that is called Knowledge in Action, and I founded this organization with the intention of empowering college students to become self-aware leaders that have the tools, the know-how, and the practical work experience to be successful in the workplace. You know, many employers are complaining that they don't quite understand millennials or that even when they understand them, they don't understand how to engage them in the workplace in a way that is meaningful and sustainable. Millennials, I love them. They have their own way of thinking and being, and they really are helping to lead the transformation of this world. But we're here to make sure that these young people have everything they need to be successful, not only in the workplace, but in life. And that starts with being self-aware. And so this body of work that we're doing with You Revealed is also being done in Knowledge in Action, which is the name of the nonprofit, or it's NIA for short. And as you know, NIA stands for purpose in Swahili. So we want these young people to walk away from here purposeful and on purpose. And so they go through a series of developmental workshops and including much of the content that we will have at the conference. But then they also gain practical work experience through internships with us. And so we have about 20 of them, 20 young women, who have been working in an internship capacity, putting this conference on as a part of their work experience. We focus on four key pillars in terms of workforce development or career readiness, and that includes people skills. That's the self-awareness and being aware of others. And then that also includes strong work ethic. It includes decision-making because we are responsible for our life and we're responsible for our behavior. And then finally, critical thinking skills. So the ability to think through problems and problem solve in a way that is effective. And so these young women are powerful. You will see them doing everything from co-emceeing the event to social media interaction and engagement to logistics management. All of these are the skills that they need to be successful in the workplace but also in life.
Well, this leads me into my next question. Now, your company, InView Empowerment, is branded as a people development company. Can you tell us more?
Yes. So InView Empowerment is a subsidiary of our parent company, InView Solutions. We've been in business for about 10 years, and I know your mission in life has been really to empower women through your various mediums, so I thank you for even having us on the show today. InView Solutions is the parent company. It is a people development company. We've spent the last 10 years going into corporations and educational institutions, government agencies, and the like, and working with the companies on their organizational culture, because we know that organizational culture helps to define and has a direct impact on the bottom line. So an employee's attitudes, behavior, their belief systems, what they bring into the workplace has a direct effect on how well employees get along in the workplace and how efficient we can be in the workplace. But what I was led to do and began to understand is that many of the challenges that people are facing in the workplace really come from outside the workplace. They come from people's personal lives. And so InView Empowerment was founded with the intention of addressing those issues outside the workplace in a one-on-one capacity. So InView Empowerment is a network of practitioners dedicated to personal development and well-being. And basically we focus on life career coaching. We also offer a number of developmental opportunities, much like the X Conference that we're putting on. But it's also a network of other holistic practitioners that can address issues of wellness and well-being. So we are on a mission to impact the lives of millions of people internationally. We want people to be their very best self, and we're prepared to provide the know-how, the tools, and the support system to help them get themselves there.
It sounds like it. So we only have about 5 minutes left. So I hope it's not too late for our listeners to register for your dynamic event on this Saturday, is it?
It's not too late, but I will tell you that time is of the essence, and we are almost at capacity. But I tell you what, spark plug for your listeners, we are offering a very special rate. The conference costs $150, and for that $150, here's what you get. You get breakfast and lunch. You get the comprehensive toolkit that we already talked about. That's something that you have to have in your repertoire. You also get the sensory room experiences, which come at the latter part of the day where we're offering free massages and a number of other holistic modalities. But for your listeners, we will offer them a $99 rate if they act immediately. And the passcode that they will need or the discount code that they will need to get that $99 rate is membership, because they are a member of your listening body and we want them to be a member of ours. So if they put in the code membership, they will get the conference registration for $99. And I'll take that a step further. If you can get 10 friends together to register at the same time, we'll give it to them for $75.
Wow. All right. Say that one more time.
Yes. So the discounted rate will be $99 if they put in the code membership. It's not case sensitive. And if it's 10 of them that come together and register, we'll give it to them for $75. And here's where you can access it. If you go to our website, which is www.com.com. InViewEmpowerment.com, and I'd like to spell InView. That's I, N as in Nancy, V as in Victor, IEW, and the word empowerment. That's InView Empowerment, IN, V as in Victor, IEW, the word empowerment.com. And that's, you just click on the button that says You Revealed X Conference, and it'll take you right there to the conference website.
Well, you just answered my next question. So before we bring this interview to a close, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about your You Revealed X Conference?
The only thing I want listeners to know is that this is about you. It's not about us. This, if you are a person that is at a crossroad in your life, perhaps you've been managing a lot of stress and you're ready to find greater work-life balance, or you're looking for or longing for healthier relationships in your life, or maybe you're an individual that is aspiring towards great success and you really could use a support system, or finally, maybe you're that person that wants it all and you need somebody that can help hold you accountable to take you to the next level, this conference is for you. You will not want to miss this event. It will be life-changing and transformative for those who are ready to put in the work. Because the truth is, the power is yours. Greatness already lives within you, and so we are just there to be your support system and your accountability partner on this journey to the authentic self.
All right. Well, thank you for that special offer for our listeners. And tell us before we wrap up, why did your organization decide to partner with People You Need to Know magazine as a media sponsor?
Well, you have been a preeminent leader, pioneer in empowering women, and what greater way for us to find a way to put our unique niches, our unique body of work together to further expand this movement. And I look forward to us partnering in the future. There is so much work to be done. There's so much work to be done. And in my lifetime, I want my legacy to be not just, oh, you've earned $1 million or you've had great materialism, but that I have transformed the lives of women, and I know that's exactly what you have been doing. So I thank you. I thank you for your investment, and I look forward to partnering with you in the future.
And I thank you for yours, because at People You Need to Know magazine, we're not about competition, we're about cooperation. And finally, how can our listeners, you have 1 minute, how can our listeners connect with you?
Yes, so to connect with us, again, our website is a great way. That's www.inviewempowerment.com, or you can email us at info@inviewempowerment. That's I-N as in Nancy, V as in Victor, I-E-W, the word empowerment.com, or you can call us at 404-624-7760.
Ms. Tracy Knight, President and CEO of InView Solutions and InView Empowerment, the people development company. Thanks for spending some of your most valuable and precious time with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Spark Plug, for having us on, and we look forward to having you at the conference.
All right. I look forward to being there. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines a brighter spotlight on women business owners. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. Please email us. You know, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my lovely wife, Miss Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another beautiful job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company on earth. When you're ready to move out of the crowd and get into the spotlight, give us a call today at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.